Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, and tonight we have a very interesting show. So I'd like to bring in our co-host for him to explain why we both thought of this show, and it was very, very good. So let Frank introduce it. Hold on, let me bring him in. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, Inner Sight. Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Before we begin our regular Wednesday night program on how nursing homes should be made into accessible housing, I want to send out my deepest condolences to Buddy Mills' wife, Carol, and the family, and my dear friend, Liz, and everybody in the family. Buddy Mills, for those of you who don't know, is a great, great personality, radio personality in the 70s. And I didn't know him well, but I had the honor of crossing paths with him, and he helped us with a benefit that starred Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles back in the 70s. So a great, mm-hmm. great guy, great loss. 83 years old, and one of the things that his sister-in-law said to me, my friend Liz, that she was grateful that he didn't die in a nursing home.
That's beautiful.
Now that's very pertinent to this show. I mean, comment like that.
Yeah.
Because most people that age, you know, who don't have the means to be in their own home,
right,
that's where they're going to wind up.
That's right.
In one of those horrible nursing homes.
I call it a death place in my heart.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I think of them.
That's an appropriate terminology. And we're amending our petition.
Yes, we are.
So we'll let you know when it's up there.
It'll be updated
people
tonight.
Sign. And the goal of Inner Sight, and I hope that this is going to be the goal of all people who are advocates and disabled who don't want to be trapped into going into nursing homes, who don't believe in them, who don't want them.
Okay.
The goal, and I don't believe this has ever been presented before as a goal,
right,
to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's
now,
right.
It's going to take a miracle to do that. A lot of power
sure
behind
is.
These places. You know, it kind of reminds me of Russia invading the Ukraine.
Ukraine, right.
You know? A lot of power there, you know, but determined people, and our hearts go out to all with that.
I think they got one city.
And,
Frank.
What?
I think they got one city already. I vaguely heard it, you know, and I wasn't sure. Did you get a chance to hear it? If they got
no,
one city
I don't
or
know.
Not? Okay. I had to look it up later.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah,
all I hear is about
city.
The economic impact of the whole thing. They don't say on NBC. There's no casualties list or numbers or anything on there.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would imagine that some of the stations do have that, though.
They do have it, yeah. I'd like to tune in to, like, CNN, maybe, to see if I hear anything and get it for us.
Well, let's keep on focus here. I mean,
no.
You know, this show's about nursing homes.
Yeah, it is.
The best way to get rid of them, you know, turn them into something good, something that everybody can benefit from and everybody needs.
Yeah.
And whenever you have a war, you're going to create more residents for nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are.
You know, as opposed to people being able to be in their own home, which is a lot safer than a nursing home.
It is.
You know, especially if you can get the right help, and if the law mandates that that help must be there. We've seen the politicians sign these mandates for the last 2 years on all this other stuff.
That's right.
You know, the virus and all that.
Yeah.
But they left, they kept people in the nursing homes where they were more vulnerable. So that needs to change. I mean, we don't need nursing homes. What we need is the means for people to be able to remain in their own home, have the medical attention that they're going to need, have the aids, you know, to be able to help them. And, you know, live out your life. I mean, what's it all about?
Yeah.
It's only about living out your life. That's all anybody gets.
That's right.
So Inner Sight is putting forth this monumental task.
It is monumental.
And we have a tentative date for a demonstration. Now, this date, September 17th, by the way, Saturday, September 17th.
Yes.
It depends on people who are going to support us.
That's right.
As I said, we cannot do this alone. If people don't want to go to nursing homes, they need to do something about it. And I don't know, the simplest thing that you can do, you know, you don't have to be out at a demonstration. You know, you don't have to be, you don't have to give any money.
Nope.
You know, we know that disabled people, most disabled people don't have money.
That's right.
What we would ask people to do is to get online from your own home, and they do that anyway.
That's right.
And send emails to the press, to the politicians, and say, hey,
that's right,
we think this is a wonderful idea. You want votes? You know, draft the law or amend the ADA, either way.
Yeah.
And help us get out of this dilemma that we have to live under, the threat of a nursing home.
That's true.
You know, and part of it has to be that people can keep their disability money, even though they have other resources coming in. It's got to be part of it. It's got to be a whole overhaul here of the system.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually, and here's another good part about this, eventually, the government can even cut on giving people the disability because the agencies could raise money for that and offset some of that cost. And maybe eventually even take it over.
Yeah.
I mean, it would take time. It would take effort. But I believe it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you could wind up with millions of disabled volunteers who are now helping the agencies to raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to bring back the...
Telethon.
The telethon.
That's right.
In that connection. So there's a whole plan here, but it's contingent on people who are going to really want it. I mean, you want this? You want nursing homes?
Hell no. That's how I feel about it.
No?
Hell no. I'm a worried.
You don't want a nursing home around. Yeah. You gotta do something, and we're not asking you to do that much.
No.
You know, in the past, people have been asked to go out and demonstrate and chain themselves.
And get arrested.
And even be arrested. And,
I'm not into that.
I'm not going to mention her name, who was a member of one of the groups, was complaining about other people who won't go and get
arrested
and, expose themselves.
How stupid is that?
Well, I tried to explain to her. I said, not every person is cut out for that.
No, they're not. That's crazy.
But on top of that, it didn't do a damn thing to help us. It made it worse.
Yeah, it does.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
You know the proof
people,
of that?
I'm sorry?
What?
They saw the people as like this renegade type of loose type of situation. They did not see them as a group that had manners, a group that wanted to be organized and also help with the circumstances, as opposed to this wild type of, you know what I'm trying to say about that? Meaning that you have these people
who
are...
There was no purpose to the demonstration. What's your plan? How are you
going
to help these people? Where are you going to put them?
Exactly.
See, with our thing, we got the answers.
That's right.
Turn the places into accessible housing.
Done. It's easy.
You know?
As I say, it is. But you have to
mandate
really
the agencies to raise the money.
Exactly.
Pass a law or amend the ADA that it must be
accessible.
You know? It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
But it's got to start someplace.
That's true.
But people who went out and protested and all that, and I don't see where that did a bit of good for anybody. So, it's a dilemma that has gotten worse, and we saw it with the virus, all the nursing homes all over the country.
Oh, yeah, they killed people.
How did what people did in the past, getting arrested and protesting, how did that help those people who were trapped in the nursing home during this pandemic?
Didn't do a damn thing.
Most of them
passed away.
A lot of them did. With our idea, there won't be any nursing homes. People will be in their own home.
Yeah.
I mean, it may take years to develop that.
Yeah.
But there's the idea. There's the whole thing for someone to say, hey, it's a great idea. Maybe someone will come along and say, I'd like to put some money behind this idea.
Right.
And start it. And you can start it by publicizing stories. We're already doing that, by the way. If you go to Tracy Garner's website,
that's right.
We've given her several stories, and I believe she published them on her website.
That's awesome.
Do we have Tracy's website? What's her website?
I don't exactly have Tracy's website, but I could ask her and get it for another night. All right,
Tracy Garner. Her new book is on Amazon.
Yes, it is.
And she has a website. If you go to, I think it's TracyGarner.com.
Yes, it is.
Go to Tracy.
I don't know if I have, if it's true or not. I just have to look for it. Let me look. See if
look
it is.
For
Hold
the
on.
Stories. Now, that's on a very small scale. That's only one website. we would like to raise and have the funding to do an all-out campaign on this.
That'd be nice.
And put the stories all over. Why do you want to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing? Well, there's thousands and thousands of reasons. Look at the horrible treatment people are getting in these places. Mm-hmm. So, it's a concept that has never been done before, and it's going to take a while for people to maybe catch on and say, hey, you know, I mean, if anybody has a better idea, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Any idea that keeps the nursing homes there
is not sufficient.
For inner sight.
In my book. Exactly.
Because it doesn't do the job.
That's right.
It doesn't accomplish the goal that a person have their freedom. All right, inner sight. I got to thank a few people, and then we'll come back and see if anybody's on the line. Big East, Takeda Rescue, South Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And the number is 609-388-7004. So check out the Big East Akita Rescue. And tell them you heard about it on Inner Sight. All right, Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Check it out. I want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support of this program. You need any information on the disabled advocacy or Social Security info about legislation, meetings, and all that, 631-880-7929. And they'll tell you about the different programs that they have over there.
Yeah.
631-880-7929. We honor and salute all the children of the world. All right? Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Got a good number for you. Dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the name of the place. 631-880, sorry about that, wrong number. 631-484-3885.
That's right.
I think I got the wrong number. Hold on, let me.
I think you still have it. 3085.
Let me check that number. 3085. 484-3085. 631.
Correct.
Nobody Starves on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have trouble picking the food up, give Gary a call and explain that to him. He may be able to help you. 631-484-3085. Inner Sight told you all about it.
That's right.
Able News is on our side. And here we go. You got an Able News ad?
Yes, I do. Give me one second. Coming.
And Able News.
I don't know why it's taking so long. All right, here it is. Able News. Come on. Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we ought to send Angela a note tomorrow telling her about the demonstration, about the idea, and to see if she'll put it on the calendar of events.
Yes.
We don't as yet have the location because we're trying to feel out the waters and see who will stand with us and who will, you know, help us to get a good location. We'd like to find, and this would be a miracle, we'd like to find a nursing home that would allow us to use their lobby for this. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't think the owners are going to go for it, but hey, you never know. You never know how people are moved or how they change or what they may do. I've learned that in life, so it's worth a shot. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight number, and that's not on the air, that's off the air, 631-224-3090. I want to say hello to my grandson who's serving in the Navy in Italy out there. And once again, the untimely death of Buddy Mills, a great, great radio personality. I want to thank my dear friend Liz for informing me. And my invitation to his wife, Carol, and to the family, if they want to have a memorial to Buddy on this show, I would love to do it. So let me know. All right, Inner Sight, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, all right. So what's going on? It's your show.
Oh, yes. What we can do tonight is we have one person who'd like to speak, and that is our favorite buddy, Anthony. So let me see if there's
All right, we have a caller.
Yes,
213-816-1650, live on Inner Sight.
And here he comes.
Hi, Suzanne. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Just taking it easy. So, basically, I miss when you used to say, you know, sign up for your free subscription to ABLE Today. It was very enthusiastic. But about this nursing home thing, I understand the way you feel and I respect it and everything, but the idea of, you know, protesting in the lobby of a nursing home, I don't think that, you know, it would fly because they would be afraid that people aren't going to, you know, sign up to put their family members in a nursing home. And beside that, it's kind of like going to a church and, you know, screaming out that you don't agree with their religion. It's just, you know, you have the right to freedom of speech, but it's just not going to fly.
Well, Jesus did it. If Jesus did it, I'll do it.
But we're not Jesus, Frank. I mean,
you're supposed to follow him.
Yeah, but some people who work in the nursing home might see what they do as godly work, you know, and they believe that they're helping the sick and they don't see anything wrong with it because they believe that people need to be in nursing home. So you can't tell them any other way because it's all they know and that's the
you
way
know,
they see
here's
it.
Here's what I think about it.
It's a little early for that, but if you want to play it, go ahead.
No, I didn't want to. I don't want to. It's on the Oh, my God. Okay, somebody is really working with the board tonight. There we go. We got it.
or my hands
yeah,
are
so,
idle.
What was that skit going to be about?
Well, no, not that skit.
You have to tune in Friday and find out.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll
tune
see.
In Friday.
What you're going to do, maybe it's going to be about the sink
yeah,
and the,
Friday night.
The apartment falling apart, you know.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
No, what I was trying
yeah, yeah.
to say
could be.
Was that not sometimes always people, you know, you've got people, like you said, who believe in, you know, that it's good for the person and stuff like that. But you could also give them the flip side of that and let them understand, you know, oh, but don't you remember so-and-so who had such and such? Do you know what I'm saying? Then they'll say, oh, yeah, I do remember that. And that wasn't so good for them. Do you understand
That's
what I'm
true,
trying
Suzanne,
to say?
But also understand that there are people who only see things one way. And we, you know,
yeah,
I
that's
mean.
That's dangerous.
There are, yes,
it is.
But there
that's
are
dangerous.
There are intellectual
that sounds
people.
Like the Russians.
There are intellectual people that see things differently and, you know, might, you know, be open to listening and willing to listening and, you know, willing to listen, I should say, and caring about, you know, what other people think and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all have our own opinions, kind of, and we stick to it. You know what I mean? You're either Republican or Democrat or whatever it is that you know, believing in a
I'm
nursing
either.
Home is like...
How's that?
Right.
You
are...
I'm aligned.
Yeah, you are not part of any party, but you vote. You know what I mean? It is
no, I am part of a party, but in my own political alignment is when I go to that booth and I think about what I heard they were saying on their website, how they weren't in public, how they speak with other politicians, what they voted for. I actually do my due diligence. You know, I go and I do my civic duty. I listen to all that. Okay, and then I make my decision. I vote the person. I don't vote, you know, like what they've done 3 years ago, and it wasn't right. No, I vote the person on what they're doing right now. So that's how I vote.
Well,
how
I mean,
think the thing.
People do judge by past records. You know what I mean? It's
yes, and it's not always the best.
Yeah.
Decision.
That's
the
true,
records
but,
are horrible of what they've done for the disabled. And Inner Sight will not endorse any candidate unless they step up and they do something that's
right.
going to help us.
I think that there should be some sort of something that somebody has to do for not only the disabled, but for all minority groups. Including the disabled, they have to do something.
And if they
Show
want some ideas,
we
got plenty of them.
Oh yeah.
But the
so,
issue is, Suzanne. The issue is, Suzanne, that none of the politicians are talking about it, and to them, it would seem like you know it's out of the mainstream. What you want, you know what I mean?
No, no.
And it might
it
be,
doesn't
you know,
seem like that. You know why? It would be just a new swing. On not a new swing, I should say, but I should say it's just a new thing added instead of this stupid electoral college that's been there for God knows how many years that doesn't have any real
yeah,
significance but to, you know, just drive you crazy, okay?
Well, that I know, Suzanne, but you have to be open-minded, you know what I mean?
Oh, I have
and
been open-minded.
Not.
No, they're not.
I think the key here is to see if we could get enough support from people who don't
yeah.
want to go to nursing homes and don't
That's
believe
correct.
In it. You know,
I don't believe
I'm not
in
worried
it.
About the location. You know.
You know what I?
If we
want
get enough
mostly?
Support, we'll get a location.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. What I really want, to be able to walk out my door, take a breath of fresh air, not have a million nurses running after me. No, no, no. You have to be tied to your bed or your wheelchair. No, no, no. You have this
yeah,
one with you. You have that one
because
with you. And
they don't want to. They don't want to take
no.
people out. They don't, you know, care about you getting fresh air. I mean, if they do, they'll say they can't because they're short-staffed and they can't be responsible for you. It's kind of like when you're in the hospital and you say that, you know,
yes,
you want to go out for fresh air. You have
I've
to stay in the facility.
I've been in 4 different nursing homes and all of them were the same.
Okay? Yeah. I've had residency in a nursing home while I was getting my whole house redone for accessibility. Not completely done. I mean, you know, just the bathroom. And I only had that much access, the bathroom and, you know, the dining room area and my bedroom. That's it. I don't have full access to my house.
Minimally, yeah. Some people don't have access at all. I only have very slight access to my kitchen, you know, to get the phone, but I couldn't get by the stove, and I couldn't get to
I'm afraid to go by the stove. I already blew my, well, I had surgery, but I already had fire on my face from the oxygen and something that, you know, dysfunctionally, you know, was dysfunctional and it lit my face. So,
well, it
I mean,
wouldn't be safe for you to go near a stove anyway with oxygen,
oh, no.
Suzanne. It
I would
can
take
blow
my
up
oxygen
and
off.
Yeah,
I would take my oxygen off, and then I would use the stove after that.
Yeah, well, your aide should really be cooking for you anyway, because they should know that it's too much for you.
I like something, and I want it slightly warmed, and aide's no longer here. Then, and say my husband stepped out to do something, who else is here? Me. You know?
But
so
don't you have someone else that you can call while your husband goes out? Don't you have someone downstairs or something?
Nope. Me, myself, and I, us three together.
Yeah. Well, you know, you try to make accommodations before they go out, you know, and then say, I'd like you to do this or that, you know, and just try to bear with it rather than putting yourself, you know, in danger.
I mean,
well, I know.
Take the oxygen off. I put on a little pulse ox, and that's it. That's what I deal with, and
it's
fine.
Yeah,
if I go down, I put the oxygen on a little bit more, then I go back and I do it again. So,
yeah, I mean, I sympathize with people who, you know, need it and want things when they need it. You know what I mean? Because we're all human and we want to drink when we want to drink and we want to eat.
Mostly
when
my blood sugar goes down and I need something, you know,
yeah,
to give me, like, a little up, you know, for me not
I know
to
it's
be
important,
that
but
low.
Could you suck on a piece of candy and, you know, that would bring your blood sugar up instead of endangering your safety?
It would crash right after. You need sometimes to have a little bit of protein in there or fat in there to keep it at a nice level. So
there
are a lot of things that I could do, but some things you get tired of eating, too, you know.
Well, you know, you have to do it. It's a difficult situation. I understand.
It is. Well, whatever
you
have
not
in the house, too.
I mean, you could always try to make sure that you have candy, like, you know, to save your life. It's so important, but it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation anyway, and I understand it, you know what I mean? And I feel, you know, what you feel. I feel your pain, you know, that you don't want to go into a nursing home. No one does.
You probably have
but
a different pain than I do,
you know,
that I don't understand. And that's, I always keep my mind open to that.
But
because
the main issue, you always have to be sympathetic to what others are going through and how other people feel. But, you know, the issue is, to me, is let's pretend that, you know, you didn't have to go into a nursing home and, you know, the world was at your fingertips and you were in control of everything. What would be with those people who said that, you know, that they needed a two-person assist? You know what I mean? I know that's not in your case, and primarily,
you only
have to be concerned about yourself.
What we said in our documentation with volunteers.
They need two people, you get them two people. What's the big deal?
That's right.
Okay, two people, fine. So then that would change that. But suppose the person had a small bedroom and needed a lot of space, and they needed, constant round-the-clock
care. A bedroom. That's my situation.
Right.
If I needed a larger space, my living room would become my bedroom, and my bedroom would then be my living room. Do you see how you work things out? You have to work things out and be open, you know? You cannot just be close to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you, but the issue is that a lot of people feel that, you know, nursing homes have been there for hundreds of years for a reason, because it was determined a long time ago that,
you
know,
okay.
What do I
feel? Yeah, what do you
feel? I feel that, you know, I want whatever makes people happy, and I care about, you know, the disabled person most and what they want and what they feel. But I also realize that, you know, due to my disability and just, you know, not being the person that's, you know, able to do everything for myself, for example, if I was in that situation, that, you know, there are certain things that I won't be able to decide because, like I said, you know, I will always feel and always have felt that, you know, you can't change the world and you're not going to get every insurance to, you know, spend more money than they want to or, you know, to allow you to have an extra aid to help lift you or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, you are on your own to find an accessible place.
Do you realize
and a place,
that Medicare and Medicaid spent $196 billion on nursing home residents? That's what
no, I understand that,
money.
But that's because the way they see it, you know, is fit to the, for that amount of money to be spent on it when they calculate things the way they do. And we could tell them till we're blue in the face all we want. But I've always felt, Suzanne, that they're not going to listen to us because they haven't listened to people hundreds of years, you know, before we were born who perhaps said, I don't want to go into a nursing home. We shouldn't have to. Everything should be made accessible. You should have a two-person assist if you needed it. You know, you should have a doctor, a nurse come to your home. You could have physical therapy in your home. You know, you can split the shift to have round-the-clock care. You know, if you, I mean, the other issue is, again, the home care agencies don't want to be responsible for people that are in that kind of condition, and the government won't even allow it.
It's not even only in home care, all right? You've got to have a cross between the home care agency and the nursing home. You have to have something like an advanced skilled, you know, a home care agency that will give you the stuff that you need in a home setting. Like, for example, I just got a whole list of things that these people are going to provide me with. And I was like, holy cow, they really are going to do it. But I have waiting for that check to come in my hands in the next they had a whole bunch of things for me to sign on that. And I'm just, like, amazed at what they're going to provide. It's a lot more than what I ever had.
Yeah, but that's not going to keep a person out of a nursing home.
I hear you, Suzanne.
If the nursing home
is
still there, how can they have them keep you out?
Don't want to do that because the agencies are not going to expand that much, the home care agencies. They don't.
That's
there
why
aren't
you
that many
change
of them
the
that
way
are
they operate.
Very interesting.
We don't own it. They have administrators that decide everything.
Wait.
And they have owners that decide that it's in their budget. And they decide also, Suzanne, to what extent they're going to serve the community.
Because
as far as
I kept it under $500, okay,
mm-hmm.
I think it was per week, that it was fine. So I want to see what it was per week when they call me and everything. Was it $500 a week? Fine, then I'm in bliss. If all that I, you know, ask for is under $500 a week, then we're in bliss. It's fine. But I doubt it.
Well, if you were told that, Suzanne, then that's wonderful. Then, you know, my blessings to you, and I wish you all the best. But, I mean, this way of trying to work, you know, around things to avoid getting into a nursing home hasn't worked for everyone else. I mean, if you have figured out a way, you know, to allow them to, you know, to allow you to allow them to, you know, let you stay in your home, then God bless you. But, you know, it's the first time I've ever hearing about something like this.
It's a waiver program. You never heard of the waiver program?
There's a waiver program for how many hours, you know, you can get. If, like, for example, if you normally get 8 hours, they can give you
but
another hour
for hours,
with 9 hours.
It's done for programming. It's done for not only the hours. It's done for all the
Suzanne,
programs that they give you and keep
Suzanne,
you out of the nursing home.
Right, right. But you can't change a person's physical condition. They're
right.
not going to
right.
mandate someone to take care of someone more than they're allowed to. There are
laws
that
That's
govern what a home care agency is allowed to do, too. You know what I mean? Like I said, as a person, I sympathize with your feelings, and I understand that no one wants to be at the mercy of someone else, and no one wants to have their, you know, level of comfort taken away from them and their freedom. But I don't know. You know what I mean?
Let me say something. I will ask for everything that I need to be able to become independent, and that will be fine. And then I won't need to be in the nursing home. It's very, very easy
right.
to get out of that
right.
situation.
But they're only
you know what I'm
going
saying,
to
yeah.
provide that to a limited extent. Suzanne, there are so many simple things that a disabled person
yeah.
needs to be independent that could be
yeah.
provided for them that,
right.
you know, would make life easy that you can get out of a catalog that has products
right.
for the blind, like a clothing identifier or a money identifier, but they're not going to do it. They give you crumbs to live off of, pennies or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, and you live like that, you know, and you people are forced to accept the circumstances in which they live and manage the money the best they can if they choose to spend.
What my desires are, my husband knows what my desires are, and another relative knows about
no,
my,
I understand.
What I don't.
So do I, Suzanne.
Not
and no one would go against your will or wishes, but
right.
the government is going to follow its laws and guidelines, and you know what it's going to what extent it's going to allow a person to be cared for in their home, and
yep.
that's the way it is.
No, you know, also
Anthony, we're going to move on with the show, but I want to elaborate
okay.
on this, but thank you very much.
Thank
no
you,
problem.
Anthony.
Take care.
Take
okay,
care.
Okay, bye-bye.
The mm-hmm. whole idea here is to change the way things are done, all right?
That's
we're
right.
not talking about leaving the present system the way it is, all right?
No.
Now, if an agency is coming along and they have a waiver thing, right,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to spend money on the person, but yet the government is still going to have the final word as to whether this person is going to go into a nursing home. Let's say something goes wrong, you know,
right.
And they make that decision. The agency that's supposed to be helping this person, part of their job, in my mind, and this is not being done, is to how do we make it so that a person can never go into a nursing home?
Take away the nursing home.
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
Yeah. They're following the guidelines of this place, which says to them, all right, we can do X, Y, and Z, but if it turns around and this happens to this person or that happens, you gotta put them in a nursing home. See, that's what's happening here. That's why people go to nursing homes, because they're there.
Yeah.
If they weren't there, the agencies would have to say, oh, this person needs more help.
That's right.
That's why the agencies should raise the money
mm-hmm.
along with the government, you know, and reduce the government spending and let the agencies raise the money. That's our idea.
That's right.
Will it work? We believe it will. And the reason we believe it'll work is because people very passionately do not want to go to these damn nursing homes and be abused. Do you have any of the petition handy?
Yeah, I do. It doesn't have.
Why don't we read some of it?
We're
revising it. Can you read a little bit of it?
Yeah. Yes, I can. All right. Nursing homes are like dictators. They take all your money, rob you of your living quarters, and abuse residents. And this is when we say join the demonstration. Then we have a whole thing that goes into, that was our tweet that we had used. All right.
Now, wait, but
there
was
people.
One more point. There was one more point that you didn't put in there. And
I didn't
rob
mean,
you
yeah,
of,
it
your,
says, and
of your residents.
Residents.
And
living
also
quarters.
Force medical quarters. Treatment on you that
and
many people don't want.
That's right. That's right. Now, let
that,
me finish
that goes in
the
there,
one.
Too.
Yeah, but that,
right?
This is the
now
beginning
let's,
of the... Yeah.
Let's
okay,
take those
home.
Different points, you know?
Yeah, no.
They take
nursing
all
homes.
Your money.
Yep.
Right? Then maybe if you're lucky, they'll give you $50 a month to
yep,
buy
that's right.
whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay them.
That's right.
You know? You have to pay them, even though many people feel, I don't want that. I don't want this. I
well,
want something
also,
different.
Here's
you
the
know?
Thing that
you have to pay them.
Thing.
There's no law that I know of where you can go to court and claim hardship.
No,
you know?
That's not the point. Why they're getting money hand over fist from the insurance companies? Why should they take
well,
your
that too.
Little measly?
And, then, and yet they take the person's money.
That's right. They shouldn't be taking your Social Security. They should just be ending it at your, you know. Whatever you have should be going to you, not to the
well,
nursing home.
To me,
home.
That's
take,
like a dictatorship
yeah.
where there's no law to
it
protect
is.
You.
And you just sit
you're
there
already getting
and
paid.
Know nothing and do nothing
yeah.
the whole day.
Now, I have to pay for something that I don't want, and I
that's
can't
right.
even get the food I want?
That's right.
I mean, that's horrible. That's horrendous. That's
yeah.
stealing people's money.
Stealing
you know?
People's lives. Forget about money, friends.
Yeah.
Lives. Away.
Then, if you're in there a certain amount of time, you
yeah.
lose your apartment or your home, whatever it may be.
Right.
You know? And because
mm-hmm.
they're taking your money, you can't maintain your apartment to go home.
That's right.
See how that goes hand in hand with that?
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's like a dictatorship.
It is.
It really is. They're driving you out of your home. They're taking your money. You have no rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even if somebody comes in with a waiver program. Let's say you're able to get out. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What good is that if you can go right back in?
That's right.
There's the
if
key.
You... It is the key right there. If you were to take away the nursing home and some doctor says, I would like you to go in for a nursing home stay, I'm sorry, doctor, there are no more nursing homes. I have to go someplace
yeah,
else.
Right.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. We could put you with therapy in your own home. Well, that would
either
be
that or you may have
thing.
To go to a hospital for a while.
That's right.
To see, you know, whatever
within
going
an acute
on.
Stay. There is hospitals with acute stays because I've been to so many of them. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just because you right now when you go to a hospital, it's a stepping stone toward the nursing home.
That's only if the physical therapist, you know, evaluates you, and then that physical
yeah.
therapist tells them, oh, they can't really move their arm right, or they can't move their body right, or they're not eating right. Well, they could use a little bit of physical therapy, and they have it. You're in the fast track to the nursing home. Then
yeah.
you stay there.
Because the
like
whole
about
thing is hanging over your head, and the nursing home
yeah.
is there. If the nursing home wasn't
yeah.
there, they'd have
mm-hmm.
to send you home with the help you need.
That's right.
And that's our idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole, we're working on the amended
hold it.
Petition, and the way this would work would be that the law would specify
mm-hmm.
this. You know, it would have to be done by law and mandate.
Right.
And it's not going to be easy to find a politician who's going
to
do
it. No. I know.
So, there you have it. Again, let me, our demonstration, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. Place to be announced.
Right.
We're looking for support. We're looking for people who don't want to go to nursing homes.
That's
who will
right.
come forward and help. To
who have been in them and got themselves out.
This demonstration. Yeah, people have relatives in there or
right.
who have been in nursing homes. You know, if we can get enough support and maybe drum up enough interest
mm-hmm.
and get a news story out, you know, maybe we can get somebody who would put up some money to make this
yeah.
happen. So there you have the Inner Sight idea. I mean, you can debate this thing back and forth for hours and hours and hours. I won't do that.
No.
You know? I mean, does somebody have a better idea what to do so people can't go to nursing homes? I'd like to hear it. What's the
no.
better idea? You know?
Mm-hmm.
What good are these waiver programs if these places are still there?
Mm-hmm.
If these waiver programs are so good, then why do you need nursing homes?
That's right.
The answer is they're not that good because they don't protect
nope.
you. Ask any waiver program. Tell them you want a written notarized
they
guarantee.
They will not
get it. There
it is. They will not
written
get it.
Notarized guarantee that I will never go into a nursing home
they
under your
up.
Under your program.
They will not give it.
Try to get
because
that.
they will not give it. Period.
Of course they won't give it.
Mhm.
Because they don't control it.
That's right.
They don't run it.
They said to me that
the state would put them out of business.
Well, they said to me that what happens if you got worse, or you got where you need more care, and we need to provide you more care or make you stronger so then you can be on the outside. Now, this is very delicate language that I'm using. So you could be
you get
on the
worse,
outside.
What, they never heard of hospitals?
That's right. Or if you get worse in general, why are they anticipating, quote, a nursing home as opposed to, you know, having
because
you stay
that's
in your
what
own
the
home.
Whole damn thing is about. That's what the
yeah.
what the
money.
Government teaches them.
That's right. They should.
We're
going to
set you up with this, but
yeah.
if it reaches a certain point, you got nothing
right
to do with this person. Got to go in there.
That's right. That's what they said. You have
I wouldn't
want to
be a part of that.
So you
I
know
tell
what
them,
I
take
said?
Your freaking money and stick it, man.
No, you know
what
I said.
Give me
what
I want, not what you said.
No, you know what I said? I said, I don't want to go to the nursing home. You could sit there with all of your paperwork and all of everything, and I'll just sit here and we'll decide it, you know, by you talking as much as you want, but I'm staying right where I am. That's what I says, I have a
well,
lot
they'll
of
have you legally. They'll have documents, medical on you and all that. And
I'll have that,
they'll,
too.
They'll undoubtedly, they'll go to court.
So would I.
But if you don't have the means to stay out,
mm-hmm.
it's very, very hard that you're going to, you know, unlikely that you're going to win in court.
Well, it depends on
if you go to court
physical.
Against
mm-hmm.
them after all this and it's a year later, they decide you got worse. Now you're going to go to court if you can get a lawyer. How are you going to get a lawyer without money?
I'm not going to get a lawyer. You saw what happened with the last lawyer. I ended up owing a lot of money. I'm going to be the lawyer. Hell with it.
Yeah, well, you've got to have the means to stay out of the nursing home. Otherwise, you know, the law is going to step
I'm actually allowed entry. I'm allowed entry into the law school at my old alma mater. So I will be looking at law books. Guarantee it.
The point is the money has to be there to keep the person out, and that's part of what InnerSight wants to do.
Yeah, the money definitely has to be there.
That
if it's
money
not
should
there,
be
then
there,
to, like, stand on.
And the nursing home should not be there.
That's right. Once they're
anyway, tomorrow
picture.
Night's show on InnerSight, just because you have democracy doesn't mean you got freedom.
That's right.
We'll explain that tomorrow night. We got a four-point show on that one
tomorrow night.
And let's see, Friday's the funnies, so come around and have some fun on Friday. Goof off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Monday night, Matt are glad. Tuesday night, open mic. Wednesday, of course, tonight is our nursing home program. So let me ask you something. You did you try to get a written guarantee that this would you'd never go into a nursing home with this program?
Yes, I did. Because
you
asked
him for it.
I said, "Will this guarantee?" I didn't say it exactly the way you said. "Will this guarantee that I never go into a nursing home?" Just like that. They said no. No, this won't necessarily guarantee that you won't, you know, be in a nursing home.
So
however,
they're
going to
put you through all
they'll
that.
They'll make it harder. They'll make it
and
harder.
No guarantee.
And then I said right after that, how does that make it harder? Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
No,
they should tell you.
They should tell you.
They did.
You know.
They told me
if
that.
If they would take the money
mm-hmm.
that they're spending on you and put it into an account and say, this is your money to stay out
of
a nursing home.
I think they're giving me some money. I don't know.
You would do better.
I certainly would. They're giving me
some
money.
You would do a hell of a lot
better.
Because I'll tell you why you'd do better. Because you could use some of that money to now fundraise.
Yeah, I hate that.
To stay out of the damn nursing home.
That's right.
And to promote the idea, turn them into accessible housing. See? But they're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. But they're allowed to give me money.
They can't take the. Ask them that one. Can you take the money that you're going to spend on me, put it into an account in the bank, and say, this is Suzanne's money to enable her to stay out of a nursing home?
No, I can't say
any
that.
Any money that you're
going to
spend on
me,
put it in.
Any money.
What?
Yes, I can take that money that they give me and spend it where I need to spend it. Now, that's a very vague line right there. That's
they
all
won't
I have to
do
say.
That. They
I don't
won't
think
do
they
that.
Will,
they'll buy you whatever, you know, maybe a ramp, a wheelchair, whatever. But that ramp is not going to keep you out of a damn nursing home.
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
Nor the wheelchair.
Nope.
That's the answer. It's a half-assed program, like all
it
the others.
It always is a half-assed program like
that. Yeah.
Oh, 90 seconds.
You
want to
help me stay out of a nursing home? Put the damn money into an account and label it, you know, and allow me to use it to stay out of the damn
nursing home. We have to end the show soon, Frank.
That would make a hell of a lot more difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. InnerSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Your show, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for being here and being excited with me about this show. And everybody for calling in, thank you, and listening to the show. And InnerSight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. You could call us at 631-224-3090. And thank you, everyone, and have a good evening. Take care.
Goodbye, world.
InnerSight. Take care. Bye.